Blog Talk Radio.
And I see Gloria Wells in the house this morning in the chat room. Listen, we're your hosts this morning for this fabulous, fabulous Thursday. You know why I'm so excited? Oh, I got so many reasons I'm so excited. I am excited because, first of all, there is a special birthday today. It's Cody's birthday. So that's number one. Number two, tomorrow is Friday. And guess what? Rasha will be on the air tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. So I am so excited. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this interview. It is going to blow your socks off. And listen, if you cannot make that 7 o'clock airing tomorrow morning, don't worry. You know what's on the podcast. You can download the podcast and enjoy every minute of it. And there's a wonderful, wonderful meditation in here. Listen, let me kind of tell you guys who Rasha is, just so you can be as excited as I am. Rasha channels the energy called oneness. And she has no problem telling you that that energy is God. It's what we would call God. So to me, this is like the inspired word of God. It's a conversation with the source energy itself. And I don't know if you guys really get how powerful that is. You know, we all have the potential to tap into that which we call oneness, that's which we call source energy. But to actually do it is just amazing. This is like talking to Moses. That's what it was like for me, okay? So we're going to have that wonderful energy tomorrow, all right? So just take a deep breath and just enjoy it. It's going to be fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. All right, the second thing is Dr. Reggie is doing angel readings, and people are just being blown away by this. I had a testimony yesterday where Pam called and she said, I don't know if I was just open or what, but she actually made contact with her angel. And she said the peace that came in the room was just amazing. And what she thought was just a few minutes, it was like literally hours that she was in communion with her angel. Once she found out the name and of her angel and how she was able to tap in. It was just absolutely amazing. So if you have not ordered or your angel reading with Dr. Reggie, you need to do it. That just blew me away when I got that testimony. So you can call 800-401-8129. They're only $25. And book an appointment because I think that special ends really soon. He's not going to carry that on very long. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited because we're on Google Plus now, and I'm loving Google Plus. you know, if you guys haven't signed up for Google, if you have a Gmail account, go to Google Plus. I love it much better than Facebook because I'm just able to talk to you guys really easily, and because I'm in Google all the time. Saturday, here's another thing. Saturday, Mimi Williams. Now, Mimi Williams hasn't been on our show, but she's coming in December the 14th. But this Saturday, for all you girls who are looking for a man, she's doing a workshop on how to attract your soulmate, how to use your power to attract your soulmate. It's going to be fabulous. Fabulous. It's this Saturday. She's here in Atlanta. It's going to be at Norcross. You can go to her website, MimiWilliams.com, and then put a / and soulmate. Or you can hunt around on the homepage and you'll see it. But it's $49 for the workshop. I saw that. I said, oh, my God, Mimi, there's so many people. She sent me an email. She said, please tell your girlfriends about this workshop. So I'm telling all my girlfriends, go to this workshop. You're just going to love Mimi. And here's the thing. She'll be here on December the 14th. And let me tell you, she is a powerful intuitive, but she's also a transformation expert. You talk about coaching. She will coach you through some stuff. Now, if you're not ready to deal with your stuff, you may not want to call in on December 14th, but she will do it. So today, let me tell you, I've been up all night. Can you guys tell? I'm running my mouth like I'm crazy. I've had maybe 1 hour sleep. I've been dealing with my guy over in Bangladesh. I've been translating stuff back and forth. I said, oh, my God, I have no idea what I want to talk about this morning. And Dr. Reggie said, oh, well, we're not going to have Oracle Friday on Friday because we're doing Russia, so why don't we just do Oracle Friday? So here's the deal. Tweet your friends. Let them know we're doing Oracle Thursday today because we won't do it tomorrow. And so you guys can call in. And this is just a perfect time. Just I want to hear your testimonies. I know I've got some testimonies out there. Our telephone number is 914-338-0590. I'm always talking to you. Dr. Reggie's always talking to you. We want you to talk back to us today, okay? Wake up. Wake up. We're up. I'm drinking coffee. Talk to us. Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our morning prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the energy of life itself. Let us not wallow in this life and be lazy. Let us have energy and excitement in the bodies that you gave us. Let us be the container in the body that are souls and spirits, giving us motivation, giving us power, giving us more life. As Jesus said, he gives us life and bring it more abundantly. Let us have the abundant life and bless everything that we do. And we thank our angels, and we thank the Mother Earth herself for helping us to be open to the abundance of love and to life and to food and to shelter that she provides. We thank you that we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and ask you to open our minds and hearts, giving us divine messages from the kingdom that no one else can provide for our sacred energy. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. I love how you said that. Thank you for giving us life. Amen. That's what I'm thankful for this morning. Listen, we're going to go to our first caller. I think I know who this is. Good morning.
Okay.
How are you?
Is that Cody?
It is.
Hey, good morning.
Cody. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Isn't that great? No, you got to give it to CB Wonder thing. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Hey. How are you this morning?
I'm great. First of all, I want to say good morning to everybody.
That's great.
The day the Lord has made, because it made it my birthday.
That's right.
And, you know, I was just thinking about what you were saying, but she said, your folks, you always talk to us, and I wanted to talk to you. And just in that instant, she said something that's very powerful, when she said about the lady that's coming on and about coaching. I don't know if many of us realize that, oh, I'll keep it on me. We really need a coach. And that's one of the gifts I'm going to give myself today for my birthday. I'm going to find me a coach because I want to do this. I am going to do this year a lot differently than I did last year. You remember
right.
last year I cried, moaned, bitched, and complained. This year, all the knowledge that I've gotten, I'm going to put it into focus. I'm going to focus on it, and I'm going to put it into action. And I'm just so grateful to have people like you in my life to give me some assistance because my life has not always been easy.
No.
One day I really have a story to tell.
Okay.
But the beauty of this thing is having people like you and Cynthia and Anthony and other people who are on the call and Melanie. I've met some really good people. I'm in Atlanta now. I actually came on the spur of a moment. They're going to give me a dinner party tonight, and I feel like a kid in a candy store.
Aww.
Because, you know, I can count the parties. When you live my life, you can count how many parties you've had, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
But I just wanted to say good morning to everyone, and thank God for life.
Well, we're very glad that you have a birthday. Your birthday significates a lot of things, not just about being here or getting older. It indicates you're growing wiser and more into the kingdom of God's promises for you. That's why you were born. You set a landmark to be here for a reason. And your indication of being here is to bring love and to connect deeply with the Father. And that's why you are here. And it's about you in a sense of you are an individual and you're helping so many people to elevate their mind and their spirits because you've been elevated and you've been inspired by the energy of God and you've been inspired by Circles of Prosperity and you've been inspired by friends. Therefore, you can return and reciprocate the energy, getting out of depression and out of despair, knowing that God is with you spiritually all the way. That's where you manifest more.
Yes, thank you.
Amen for your birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your birth has a very powerful meaning.
Can you tell me what you see for me?
I see what you see. One thing I do see for you right now, and I want you to know this, there's an angel called Jophiel. It means the beauty of God. Jophiel is the archangel of creativity, beauty, and art. I see that as your angel, Jophiel. And this angel will help you with manifesting more beauty in your life through your thoughts and support you if you're doing any kind of projects, helping you to release any prejudice or ignorance or anything that you have to release. And in terms of awakening and self-awareness and inspiration and hope and joy, he will help you to feel, if you feel spiritually lost or depressed or in despair, he will help you. And that's what Jophiel does. The color you wear as a reminder is a golden yellow. And you tell him, I invoke the golden yellow light of Archangel Jophiel. Help me to manifest all things in my life I need within and around me. I know that I am a creative being, and I ask that if you help me to use this creative power in every way, I will help others, including myself. And so it is.
So it is.
And you have a beautiful future. That's what I see for you. And I want you to maintain the energy of the promise that when you pray for anything, God is not deaf or far away. God is closer than your next heartbeat and your next breath that he created in the beginning anyway. So thank him. You're in the mind of God. You're in the mind of God. So everything you ask for has to come to pass.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. And we wish you a beautiful birthday and many, many more.
Thank you.
A vibrant birthday, too. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Peace
Thank you
blood.
So much, Cody.
Thank you. Thank you.
All righty.
Wow, I love those special birthday greetings, Dr. Reggie. Thank you so much. Listen, call me, 914-338-0590. 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad and talk to me. Good morning, 2345, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Mrs. Gloria. How are you guys doing today?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Who is this now, Gloria?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I couldn't hear your voice at first. It sounded far away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
I can now. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And how are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks.
Well, I just wanted to chime in as well and wish Cody a happy birthday. Also, happy birthday shout out to my sister today. Today is my only sister. Her birthday is today as well.
Oh, tell her we said happy birthday and many, many, many more.
Yes, it's just a day for birthdays, isn't it?
It is. It's a great thing.
Yes,
that people are born in a cluster that God put here for a certain reason. Under certain stars, they're born. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to share, we were talking at the top of the show today about your work with angels. And
oh, yeah.
I wanted to share this fabulous little story from a couple of days ago involving angels with me. I have a watch. I have my favorite watch is a Coach watch that I got about 4 years ago, and it's my favorite watch. It's my watch I wear every day.
That's not a cheap watch. It's a very expensive watch.
Yes, it is. I got it as a gift, so I wear that watch every day. It's like almost a part of me, and I lost it. Well, I misplaced my watch, and it had been missing for probably 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and I was just feeling really lost without it. You know, it's just like I said, I wear it daily. So when I did my my meditation and prayer yesterday, I called in the angels and I simply asked that please one of my angels to help me locate my watch, and it was just amazing. Within the next, I would say, 6 hours, I was reaching in my Kleenex box, which I keep on a table,
mm-hmm.
and when I picked the box up, I heard something in it, and I went in there, and sure enough, there was my watch the very same day that I prayed for it. So I want to endorse the power of angels today.
You know, it's very true because people know that they are a higher part of an aspect of who we really are.
Yes.
They really are. You're born with them, and some of them have been with you through many, many lifetimes, and then some of them are reassigned to you when you have a new thing to learn, a new lesson to learn. And they're
mm-hmm.
beautiful spirits, absolutely beautiful spirits, with no judgments and no labels. You talk about a blessing. They don't judge or label. They help you when you invoke or call them. And you did a great thing by calling them up and asking them to come forth and help you to find something that was lost. It may seem insignificant, but it's a very powerful thing that you've done.
I was just so overcome, you know, with gratitude when I reached in that Kleenex box. And first of all, I don't know how my watch got in the Kleenex box, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I have no idea how it got there. But, you know, I was very overcome with emotion because instantly I knew that was the response I had asked for. I knew there was no, well, you know, it's just a coincidence, or there was none of that. I knew instantly that was the answer to my prayer, which also speaks to what Miss Cynthia was talking about yesterday about
mm-hmm.
that instant manifestation once you ask for what. You know what
very
I mean?
True.
What it is,
very
and you
true.
Believe, then you instantly will begin to see those types of responses. So I knew what it was, and I was just very thankful for it. So that, you know, I just wanted to share my little angel story today.
Oh, it's
this
beautiful.
Morning on the
That's
show.
Beautiful because you
mm-hmm.
know what? They link up with your mind already, and they tell you where things are, and they guide you to what you need to manifest, and that's a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You did your part already, you know.
Yes,
and you got
absolutely.
The reward. So that's very good, Gloria. I'm so happy for you that happened. It's a wonderful feeling. So when you get it again, it makes you go, wow.
Yes,
amazing.
It really
and
did.
And it's a very powerful thing.
And I also wanted to tell that story to to remind people that it doesn't have to be really big or a really massive thing that
mm-hmm.
you know that you're trying to manifest. They're here to help us with, and that was my thought when I said my prayer. Okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
I know that you're with me all the time, and you're here to help me along in this life. Well, I need my watch to be, you know, to be okay here today. So,
right.
you know, not necessarily to be okay, but to help me get along through my day with ease and grace. I need a watch on my wrist, and I want
That's
my
right.
watch. So. You know, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you the truth. That morning I said that prayer, and by the late afternoon I had my watch back. So after being
wow.
with him for 3 days. So yeah, that I just wanted to share my little story there and say good morning to you guys this morning.
Thank you so much, Lori. What a beautiful input. It was great. And all those things are very powerful, and they help us to keep our faith. So it's a
yes.
really good thing that you did that. It's a beautiful, beautiful story.
Definitely a jolt to my faith. It definitely did that. It increased
oh, yeah.
it tenfold immediately, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Believe me, I know.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yes. All right. Well, I will fade back, and you guys have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much.
You.
Yep, you too.
Okay.
Gosh, I just appreciate Gloria so much. I know me and Reggie both appreciate her so much. She moderates our chat room. If you guys have not had a chance to join our chat room, you should jump in there, and you'll see how she just takes the lesson and rolls with it, and the people comment, and she comments back. She makes it a lot of fun, and so we have some regulars that are there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, you got to talk to me this morning, 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. And Dr. Reggie is giving readings this morning, so tweet your friends. Go ahead. Let them know what's going on. Good morning, 8404. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're fine. Who is this?
This is Armani. I've been on here a while back. It's been a minute.
I thought I recognized your voice.
Armani?
Yeah, people usually say I have a distinctive voice, yeah. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I remember because you talked about, didn't you have a son?
Yes, he's 5 months old today, yes. Sir.
Right, uh-huh. That's amazing.
How y'all been?
We've been okay. How about you?
I've been making it, brother, been making it, you know.
And how's your son doing? His name is Armani, too?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I remember that because I did a prayer
for
him. I remember when you were leaving off the phone.
Yes, sir.
So what's up? What's up?
Well, I just want to call and first of all, thank y'all very much. I'd actually fallen asleep a little bit, and I woke up and like drifted off, and something said log in to Blog Talk, so I did, and I clicked on, clicked on the show, and I said, "Oh, this is Dr. Reggie," and you know, the young lady, I couldn't remember your name,
Cynthia.
So, Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, last night I had a long conversation with his mother, and she's been gone for a few weeks now with him, out of town, out of state, and so.
Oh my goodness. And that can make you kind of nervous at first, you know.
I'm just kind of trying to find some peace with everything. I know you are,
because I remember when last time we talked, you were worrying about losing him altogether, you know.
Right, and that was, you know, I guess, you know, that conversation definitely helped. I think things kind of really helped out. I definitely believe in the power of prayer, did what you said to do.
Absolutely.
Paper, you know, the candle, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some, you know, definitely saw some increase in what I was asking.
That's right.
And so, you know, I definitely believe, you know, it's better to believe than not to believe.
It's true.
So I got a lot going on. Right now I'm finishing up my book, one of my books that I think is going to really, really go for
Wow,
me.
What's the name of it?
It's called This Is Why I Won't Marry You.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's the title. This is why I won't marry you. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Now, what is this, the whole premise of the book, I hope, is to help people change their relationships altogether.
Yes.
And expectations about marriage and everything. And that's, a lot of times people wonder, why this guy won't marry me? What's going on? And hopefully the book is helping them to see who they are and see who the other person is and accept them in love.
That's exactly what it is.
That's good.
That's exactly what the book is.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps people kind of see how their hang-ups really and truly, no matter who you are with or where you go, you have to have some sort of issue, but how to, like you said, how to actually accept people for who they are, which is basically...
See, that's the most powerful thing. That's a very powerful thing.
Yeah, I've been finishing that up, and I should be done, you know, probably tomorrow I should have it done.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I got about, it'll be about 35,000 words. I'm going to write about 29,000 right now, so...
Good grief, wow. I know how it is. I know, believe me.
So yeah, that's what I've been up to, and then I'm looking to move soon. Haven't kind of everything worked out with that.
In the same state?
No. We're heading to Atlanta.
Oh wow! She's saying goody goody goody. Okay. Where are you guys located now?
I'm in Dallas.
In Dallas, oh wow, it's a long trek.
Yes, sir. I was out there in 2010 for a while, and been trying to make my way back. But when I came back here, his mother and I ended up, you know, we had already met, but we weren't really talking or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Back here, kind of sparked something, and so now,
oh yeah,
I'm just trying to see, you know, where we really are. She's saying one thing, and then at times it's something else. So I'm just kind of, you know, I'm trying to stick with, okay, I'd like to be with this woman. I'd like to have my son. I'd like to have my family. I'd like for us to go ahead and do what we need to do as far as getting things in order. Married, getting past all of the other stuff. You know, the acceptance piece.
Right.
So, and moving forward from there.
And that's what you want the whole energy to do. So the healing energy for that baby and for you is the angel Raphael. And what you'll pray is...
I heard you talking about that.
Huh?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
You say, Raphael, angel of the sun, enter my solar center and give me the fire of life in my relationship and for my baby and for this woman who wants to be in my life. And I want you to heal and align my mental, emotional, and etheric bodies to help me be a vehicle for healing for others and for this relationship. Heal this relationship and the relationship with my son and myself. And I believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is.
And that's the way you do it.
Oh, wow.
I can do that. That's easy.
See?
Yeah.
So as far as, you know, things that being getting everything in order outside of that, just with, you know, what do you see as far as what I'm doing with my work?
I think it's a great idea because I think your intentions are very honorable and you want to bridge a family that's kind of disjointed right now because she seems to be in and out and in and out. Normally it's the guy who's in and out, but it's her this time because it's her fear. And when you allay her fears and you're not doing anything outside of a normal relationship, and try to bridge this relationship to let her know that I bless you and I thank you for this beautiful son, and the energy spending with you is very powerful. I want to be a model for bridging, not a model for separation.
Gotcha.
And I want to know that this family has gotten together for a reason. The universe brought us together for a reason, not to be discordant, but to be in alignment with each other. Everybody goes through alterations and blah, 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 and the forces of circumstance and everything help. But I want this family to be a beautiful family toward a magnificent change. And the change comes magically and from within ourselves. And then it grows and continues and continues and continues and expands. And this relationship with us is always going to be progressive and beautiful, with a positive outlook and a positive direction. And I thank God for that, that we met for a reason. And this is the reason, not to fear, but to run to love, not away from it.
Right. Amen.
And that's what's going to happen.
Amen.
And so it is.
And so it is. I'm with that. I'm with that all.
Because our little Armani Jr. wants a family too, a mommy and a daddy. And she's got to realize that it's disruptive when it doesn't happen. And he'll remember these things as a baby, just visually at first, and then emotionally he picks it up, and then he'll start speaking about it. So we want to maintain semblance of family no matter what we're going through. We have to learn to love each other in spite of that, because we have a baby now, and that's a responsibility and a big one. You're responsible for another human life, another human person's emotions and feelings and senses and everything, and you're shaping it by your own life. So be a wonderful example of a mommy and a daddy. Okay?
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
All right.
I'm feeling that you have another question, Armani.
Yes, I do. I do. I got questions all day, but I had something specifically. I wasn't going to say anything. yes, I wanted to know, because she's saying some things to me that I went back and I just read message after message after message after we got off the phone. It goes all the way back from a certain period, and she's saying she didn't trust me and that she has to protect her son, our son. Her son, she says, whenever she says her first responsibility is to protect her son. And I said, from what? From the love of his father? And she said, no, from you know, meaning from me. And I said, well, I haven't done anything to my son, nor have I done anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere something was put in her head based on, you know, a couple arguments or something like that that may have happened over a period of a few years, you know, a couple years or so. And she keeps going back and revisiting an argument or so. Only
right.
The argument that I lost my cool, that I've apologized for.
Right.
And she's made me out to be her enemy, and you know, I'm
and that's not true at all. Mm-hmm.
I know, and that I'm with the devil and all this, all kind of just craziness. And I don't know how to get past that, you know, her saying those things. Not that it's funny and sad at the same time.
I know, because you learn to grow to a different belief system and higher in your belief, your truth within who you are. And she's still holding on to the old-fashioned religious embedded belief and her theological principles of the Baptist Church or wherever, that you're with the devil and all that stuff, you know. And that's a horrible thing to be put in her mind. But what I'm going to tell you, what I feel, the first thing I felt, that it was in her own family somebody was saying those things to her. It wasn't a girlfriend. It was somebody in her family.
Her mom.
Okay. And old-fashioned, blah, 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 that kind of thing, and these old-fashioned ideas, putting those things in her head. And now she has to come out of that situation, and she will. And the more she says the negative stuff, you always reinforce it, understanding what she's saying, and put on top of it something positive, because you know the universal law says every positive thought neutralizes and or destroys every negative one. So in your energy, put on with her that everything, even since the time of childbirth, there's protection and strength and health, and you're surrounded with this protective power of the angels. You, Armani, and his mother will be together. Just reinforce everything she said negatively with something positive. No arguments, just very simply believing that when you reinforce it with something else, it's going to overtake all that negative stuff. She'll laugh about it one day herself.
Right. No, I'm with you. That's what I've been doing. That lets me know I'm on the right track, then.
Right.
You know,
I always do is say, you know what? I'm calling on all the good and helpful powers right here, right now, in this family.
Right.
And with my baby boy, and another baby was supposed to be born but didn't happen. I don't know what that means. I feel it. And also that it's going to be okay.
Okay.
And we're not ready to make the greatest commitment there is. And no matter what people say or do, even in her own mind, I block and shield that negative energy from coming forth and even being born. And I have the courage to do so. And I, with the concept of this child, I'm walking forth in faith, not by what other people say or feel in this relationship. They're not living it. I'm living in it, and I walk in faith,
mm-hmm.
and I know God will seal this thing with a beautiful blessing, and so it
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
Yes.
So it is.
Wow.
Thank you all so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
we thank you.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Ooh,
long time, Armani. It's
I
been
know.
A long time.
I've been working, man. I really have been.
I know you have. And I'm really proud of your book coming out, too. That's great.
Yes, sir.
So,
just,
you
just
know,
working,
when,
just working it.
When,
yeah.
when, hey, Armani, when you get the book ready, you'll come on the show and let's do a book study of your book.
Yeah, that would be great. I will, let me see here. Let me see what is the information on here so I can send you that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. My email address, everything. You can reach
okay.
us on Twitter, whatever, you know. So
okay.
let us know.
I know that Gloria is going to do one on critical addiction, and we'll be doing that study. But when you're finished, let us know, and we'll be glad to do that right too.
Okay, I will.
All right.
All right. Thank
all right.
y'all so much. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, you too.
Oh, wow. I love when people call in. I love relationships. That's my favorite thing, when people talk about their relationships, because the relationship is so special, Dr. Reggie. It is your opportunity to practice unconditional love.
It's very true.
It's the safe environment to practice unconditional love. And so, you know, you attract to you the relationships that are going to help you to grow.
That's
when
right.
the challenges come in, you know, this is the time to perfect your love. And so I just love it. So here he is. He's got a young lady in his life. He has a baby in his life, you know, and there's a little bump here, but it's their opportunity to grow and to expand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their divine path. It's their divine path, you know. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Let's go to our next caller, Dr. Reggie. Mm.
Okay.
0268, you're on the air. Who is this?
Good morning, it's Tina. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Did you say Tina?
Yes.
Oh, good, Tina. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. All right. You've called before, too, haven't you?
Yes, and you guys are a nice little morning, a little vitamin, a spirituality. Thank you.
Great. It's good to know.
What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, I would like to know about my boyfriend, Corey.
Corey?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. And I remember when Corey was going back and forth and back and forth. You couldn't make up your mind.
Yes.
And he was really out there. But I think that things are getting better for you. You have to do your homework to make sure that you kept yourself in vibrational alignment with attracting Corey to you without argument, without pain, without anything. It's been indicated that he gave you some attention. Now it's time to regain that energy, drawing that back into your experience. Imagining Corey's with you, looking in your eyes, you want to be with him, hug him. If it's meant to be, it feels good, but you have to learn to know the person. Don't try to make what you want this person to be. Accept him as he is, and anything you see differently will change in your eyesight. Don't see the bad parts of Corey. Oh, he's running away, or he's bad. Don't do that. See him as God made him. And then those things will be present to you in your life. How do you see Corey now?
Oh, I see him positively.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. As a positive role model and a possible future daddy, you know, things could happen. So I'm glad you see him in a positive light. But where is he now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What do you get? I saw him the other day. We were out doing some things. But what do you get from him vibrationally? What is going on with him inside? You know, because I'm being positive, but I don't really know. He's not telling me everything that's going on within himself.
Mm-hmm. Were you guys dating at one time?
Yes.
Okay. And did he pull away?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason he's pulling away is because something emanated from you and from him that's causing a blockage. Now it feels like he's not answering stuff and not responding. That's just temporary. You know, don't let that happen. Stay positive and stay happy. Don't say, oh, you make me sick. You're not doing things like the way I want it to be. I just, nah, this ain't going to work. Don't do that in any sense of the word. Just see him positive. Like you said, you see him positively. See him that way and continue to see him that way. And say, you know what? I want this relationship to work. If it's meant to be, and God, I thank you for bringing this person into my life to show me what I need to show and to help me. This is what I'm going to do today, and I will stay in vibrational alignment for manifesting this relationship to happen. I can't do anything outside of it to make it wrong. I've got to stay in vibrational alignment to make this work. My attitude, my feelings, your feeling nature is your Geiger counter, remember. My emotions, my energy in motion, what I sense about him and what I think is ultimately important, because this person could be thinking something else, and I'm imagining that it's something bad. He's screwing around, all these other women he's dating and blah, blah, blah. That may not be the case at all. It may be him separating to reflect on what he had with you or what he wants to have with you. So keep bringing the energy in, being positive. Even what he thinks, we can't stop him from thinking what he thinks. But yeah, we do want to say we want him to think something very positive about us as well. So send out those vibes to him. Send out the love and the peace and the power. Bring him to you with your magnetic energy of the soul,
wow,
which you're born with, to say, I want this person to be in alignment with me. Thank you, God. That's and if good. It's meant to be, we'll be friends no matter what, even if we're not lovers right now. It could be my own selfish desire to want him this way and to want him that way. And then I don't want to just throw him away like trash. This person is a sacred energy that God created. Let me be that way and let him be that way and bring us together to cement this relationship.
Yes. Okay, thank you. No, I wanted to be friends. He said we can't be friends. He said it had to be all or nothing from the beginning.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? He wants you to be more than just friends. He wants you to be in a relationship. He doesn't want just, you know, oh, I'm getting me a hot night tonight. I'm getting me a booty call and move on. He doesn't want that either. He wants somebody to be with him to make sense. You're with me all the way or you're not. It's
yeah,
just your sexual pleasure. Is it just for your sexual pleasure and then cast me aside? Or you want somebody who's going to be committed to you and be with you? Remember, in the beginning, Cody told you, I mean, it's in Corey. Corey said in the beginning, he wanted to be with you anyway, and he wanted a commitment. He didn't want this in-and-out relationship. In the beginning, I remember you told me that the last time we spoke, and that you're the one that was kind of afraid.
Yeah.
So now you have to be in this committed relationship with him and let him know you're ready now. So relax your mind. And relax your spirit and be open and receptive to receiving him for who he is. You can't find men like Corey every day. A lot of guys don't want to be in a relationship. And if you push him away, if it scared you, it pushed him away, then he'll try to find another way to make something else happen. The next time you're with him and talk to him and you see him a lot, let him know that what you're feeling. And don't be afraid to speak your mind, but don't be dogmatic. Don't be demanding. Be open and loving and receptive to let him see that part of you that's very beautiful.
Okay.
And it will change.
Okay.
So are you scared, Tina?
A little bit. Because, but he is not, he doesn't act like a regular man. Like, he doesn't talk things out the way you guys are talking. He just holds everything within himself. So we're both just, I am afraid. But and then when I called him on the phone to talk the other day, it was like pulling teeth. He was acting like he was busy. And then I was like, I'm going to talk to you in the barbershop. And then he stopped and started listening because he didn't want me to say it in the barbershop.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, you're just going to have to be very patient and slow. And you really will have to trust. You have to have a lot of trust. So don't push this relationship so hard. And don't push him so hard. He's kind of shy. And that's probably why he's saying that it has to be all or nothing, because he wants to be in a very trusting relationship where he can feel comfortable to open up. So you have to create that space for him and embrace that part of him. I thank you so much for calling in this morning, Tina. We're going to go ahead and move into our closing prayer.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a great day.
You too.
Be hard. Okay, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for answers to our problems. And we give you praise and honor and worship always. And we invoke our angels, the beloved guardian angels. And I call upon them in asking them to receive the gifts that you bring today. Thank you for bringing peace, refreshment to our eternal body and souls and emotional bodies and energy bodies and to their physical bodies. Thank you for replenishing our vessels and refreshing our souls. Let us stay in vibrational alignment. Let us stay in the power of the ascension, which is a beautiful spiritual process that all of our souls are going through, regardless of our spiritual development. And all is about higher levels of experiences. We thank Mother Earth and all of its occupants that we are all going through ascension right now. Thank you, God. Critical levels of our ascension. In this year, 2012 and beyond, everything is going to ascend spiritually, and that's why we call on you, Father. And we thank you that relationships are healed, bodies are healed, every broken promise is now filled and met, and we thank you for everything that is. And send out special happy birthdays to Gloria's sister and to Cody. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, tomorrow's a special Friday. So call in and tune in to hear Rasha. God bless.